From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The closing of Bayer's Monsanto acquisition may be done, but it will still be about 2 months before they begin integrating operations, after which the company's name will be Bayer. According to AgriPulse, Monsanto, founded in 1901, will no longer exist under that name. Monsanto spokesperson Christy Dixon says, "We're extremely proud of all we've accomplished as Monsanto and are eager to continue to accelerate innovation in agriculture as we look forward to a future under Bayer." Deer & Company took legal action last week against Precision Planting and AgCo, claiming the companies have infringed on 12 John Deere patents. The Deere patents relate to several of the unique and inventive aspects of John Deere planting equipment, many of which are embodied in the state-of-the-art technology Deere calls ExactEmerge. AgriMarketing.com reports Deere filed the complaint in U.S. District Court in Delaware, asserting it has suffered damages because of the infringement and will continue to suffer such damages if the infringement continues. President Trump told American farmers last week, "By the time I finish trade talks, China, Canada, and Mexico will remove trade barriers to American products." According to AgriCulture.com, the president issued the assurances on social media after inconclusive talks with China over the weekend and 3 days after he said he was open to separate trade deals with Mexico and Canada instead of an updated NAFTA. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.